Euradio Nantes, le reportage de la rédaction.
Euradio Nantes, le reportage de la rédaction.
On a ce morceau, je peux la noir.
Et toi, qu'est-ce que tu fais ce soir? T'as prévu quelque chose?
Mercredi soir, 19h, la journée se termine pour Hannah et Aurélie. Assises autour de la table du salon, la famille Blanchin discute tranquillement. Sur le canapé vert, Hannah Clausen se cache sa timidité derrière son grand sourire et son appareil photo. Hannah s'adapte petit à petit à sa nouvelle vie. Elle est arrivée il y a 6 semaines au sein de cette famille. Hannah est une jeune Allemande de 15 ans. Elle est venue habiter à Nantes grâce au programme d'échange Brigitte Sauzé. Hannah explique pourquoi elle a choisi la France.
Hannah is 15, Aurélie is 16. Hannah comes from Germany and is doing her exchange in Aurélie's class in Nantes. She was one of the first of her friends to want to go to France, as she had already visited the country while on vacation, and she was intrigued by the people and the culture.
Qui fait l'échange avec l'Amérique. J'aime bien la France aussi parce que nous avons été en vacances avant en France 2 fois, je crois. Et oui, j'aime bien les gens et la culture.
Aurélie and Hannah are part of the Brigitte Sauzé program. This is a student exchange program which is organized by the Franco-German Youth Office, which is an organization which serves to foster Franco-German cooperation. Some of their main goals are to promote intercultural learning and allowing children, teenagers, and young adults to discover each other's culture and language. The Nantes Academy has one of the highest numbers of participants in the Brigitte Sauzé program, with around 200 students involved in it. They are paired up with students from Germany and then go and live in a German family, and the process is reversed with the German participant going to France. Both girls, Hannah and Aurélie, decided themselves that they wanted to participate in this program, and their parents encouraged the idea, even if parting with their daughters for 3 months felt like a long time. Aurélie's mother speaks of not only the positives for the girls themselves, but also for the parents, who have each traveled to each other's homes and who get along very well.
Ils sont également venus à notre rencontre en France.
The value of such an exchange is thus tenfold, not only from a linguistic perspective, but also from a cultural perspective, and not only for the student themselves, but also for the parents. Aurélie's father encouraged his daughter's willingness to immerse herself in German culture.
Pour apprendre une langue étrangère, le mieux était d'aller s'immerger dans le pays.
Both girls shared the great positives of doing such an exchange, but also the initial struggles when it came to learning the language and adjusting to a different way of life, in particular to the different school systems. In Germany, the school day ends no longer than at 3 o'clock, whereas in France, it can go until 5 o'clock, which for Hannah is very tiring after a whole day of speaking French. She also noted how much bigger the French school was compared to her own.
La moyenne. Et ici à 17h et le samedi aussi, c'est très fatigant et tout le monde parle français. Ouais. Mais oui, et le lycée est trop grand, plus grand que mon école en Allemagne.
Aurélie also shared the differences with regards to her classes. In Germany, they last about 45 minutes, whereas in France, they last around 55 to 60 minutes. As well, students speak a lot more in Germany than they do in France.
En France, c'est plus le professeur qui parle et l'élève qui écrit.
Other struggles also came with regards to the language. At first, Aurélie and Hannah spoke a mixture between German, French and English, but slowly they each adapted and improved their language skills.
Il devait parler doucement pour que je comprenne.
Cette année, 200 élèves font cet échange avec l'Académie nantaise.